It was no wonder that William was considered to be the catch of the season for any young girl who was anxious to be married.
"I say, old chap, that one does look a bit lively."
Viscount Blackwood, a short, plump young man, stood at his side, his green jacket buttoned tightly across his prominent stomach, his face red and shiny, showing the excesses of too much drink the night before.
"I so agree, George. Far too much of a handful, even for our brave William."
The speaker was Lady Verity Blackwood, his sister, a tall, elegant woman, dressed in the very latest fashion. She was holding a lacy white parasol and peered up at the Earl through long, silky lashes. Verity Blackwood was noted for her outstanding beauty. The success of the season. Every gentleman in the gathering places of the elite amongst society was keen to make her acquaintance. They raved over her lustrous chestnut hair and deep green eyes, unaware that most women observed in whispers amongst themselves that she had a thin, mean mouth and an even meaner and sharper way of speaking when she did not get her own way. From the moment Verity had met Lord Melton, she had been determined to become his wife. It was easy to be often in his company, as her brother was one of the Earl's closest friends. George Blackwood had travelled all over Europe with William before he inherited the title on the death of his father. They had cut a broad sway through society, fond of gambling, horse racing and carousing. But now they were home in England, William had become Lord Melton. The castle was his home, and Verity could see the prize she had longed for almost within her reach at last. But pushing the Earl to the point of proposing marriage had proved to be difficult. Now, however, she felt she was nearly there. One last effort to capture his affections, and she could start planning the wedding of the year. Indeed, she intended it to be the wedding of the decade. Lord Melton turned now and smiled at her. A superb rider, he was quite convinced that there was not a horse bred he could not control. He had been riding since he was 3, and was well known for his dash and courage when out hunting or racing in a point to point. Since the year before he had inherited the title and estate from his father, the Earl had spent a great deal of time and money buying the best racehorses in the country, even travelling as far as France and Italy to study breeding. And he certainly did not intend to look foolish and back down in front of his guests, especially Verity, the woman he had almost decided to make his wife. "Here, John," he called to the groom, "throw a saddle over Demon, and I will take him out."
"Begging your pardon, my lord, but Demon's in a rare black old mood today."
John Barker fought to hold the stallion's head down, dodging the hooves that were kicking sparks out of the cobblestones.
"Really, William, you run a very lax establishment. Your staff seem to express ideas and comments above their station,"
Verity drawled.
"Or perhaps they think you are incapable of handling such a beast."
She laid a lace-glove hand on his arm and added,
"I would not want to risk your life in any way, if their estimation of your skills are correct."
"We might have a point, old boy," Viscount Blackwood said. "I say, let's go in and enjoy some breakfast. Bacon and kidneys. Nice slice of game pie."
The Earl frowned. He knew in his heart of hearts that the groom was right. He could see the flecks of sweat flying off the horse's shining black coat. But a challenge had been made, and he had never backed away from a challenge in all of his life, and he never would. Never. He pulled off his dark blue jacket and threw it on the ground. The muscles under his thin, linen shirt rippled as he took the reins from Barker, and with one lithe leap was astride Demon. Within seconds, he had to admit he was in the wrong. The horse was still half-broken, almost wild. He spun round, rearing, fighting, the lean legs gripping his sides. The Earl struggled to get the stallion's head under control, but the bridle was a lightweight one, used for exercising, not riding. He still might have succeeded, but suddenly, from out of the cottage next door to the stables, shot a little white puppy. Shrieking, it fled under the flashing hooves to the safety of the stable beyond, and after it came John Barker's little daughter. 3 years old, and running to rescue her pet, her yellow flowered pinafore was a flapping flag in the horse's eyes as she ran straight towards the deadly hooves.
"Millie, watch out! Stop!"
The Earl knew that he had to save the child, whatever the cost. With all his strength, he urged Demon to turn. Then, with Verity's screams ringing out, the stallion slipped and fell onto the cobbles, crashing down with William, the Earl of Melton, crushed beneath him.